the role of the Christian vis-a-vis the Word, God's Word. Now, this is how I'm going to answer your question. When we are in Christ, when we become Christian, when God calls us in His Spirit and enters into, makes a relationship with us, we Lutherans don't put the emphasis on how we're the ones that start it. We believe God starts it. God chooses us. We don't choose Him. We choose Him daily after He chooses us. But our choice is always weak. Our choice is always compromised. Our choice is often uncertain, sometimes doubting, sometimes strong. Our choice of Christ daily is always, it's like a roller coaster, okay? So our choice of Him can never be the basis upon which we build a Christian life. And how this affects us then and how we live the Christian life is very important, because it means that as a person, my improvement as a person has two dimensions. On the one hand, as a Christian, as one who is in Christ, I am completely what I am totally and completely righteous and forgiven, sanctified for Christ's sake through faith. I'm a done deal. St. Paul said, my life is hidden with Christ in God. My forgiveness, the perfection of my self has been completed through faith. I'm already completely His. That's what Luther talked about as being those things that are above. My life is now hidden with Christ in God, Paul said. That part of me, the forgiven, the sanctified, the righteous part of me through Christ, is completely secure. I'm a co-heir. Like the text this morning, I'm on an equal status with Jesus when it comes to inheriting the kingdom. I'm already there. I've been accepted, adopted. I'm fully part of the family. I don't have to do anything else to increase my status in the kingdom. God is secure. I'm secure with Him by His grace through faith. Now, what does it mean for me as a creature? My authentic self, my future self, is already caught up with Christ in God, hidden there, kept safe, as Paul said, awaiting the time when this body will go and the new self will be given to me and fulfilled. But now, as Karen says, okay, but here we are creatures, still living the creaturely life, still having to get up every morning and be Christian and wanting to be a better Christian, wanting to become more of what God calls us to be. But in what sense? As a creature, as a person, as a human. We come to church then, coming to church is more like, we are gathered by Christ and His Spirit then into communities, so that this word of the gospel, first of all, will help us remember, always constantly remind us that we are broken people, so that our creaturely role is not to perfect ourselves. That's not going to happen. And that our creatureliness is broken, but it has been met by God's grace in Christ. So the gospel, the law reminds us every time we gather, don't make perfection your project. You can't do it. The gospel reminds us, but Christ has become your perfection. He is your righteousness. And therefore, in Galatians 5:1, Paul writes, therefore, for freedom, Christ has freed you. But for what purpose? To be you. To be the person you are. Well, so how do I then become a better Christian? Well, you can't become any better a Christian than you are through faith, because that makes you, you're already a joint heir with Christ. You're as good a Christian as you're ever going to be. That's a done deal. And see, that's where we slip right there. Because so many of us are not happy with the way my creaturely life is. I don't like my creaturely life very much, and I want Christian faith to help me kind of elevate it to a different level. But that's not the function of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit's job is to lead us to faith. And once we are in faith, in a living relationship of trust with Christ, everything that we need to be has been accomplished, and it's a done deal. So our growth, then. As Christ's Spirit works in us, our growth then will manifest itself not in becoming more spiritual, but in becoming more human. And what did Jesus say a human being looks like? Love God and your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you fulfill all human expectation that God has. The short answer, then, is we come to church, we gather to hear the word, to be reminded that the self-improvement project of the law is no longer applies to us. We come to hear the gospel, which meets us in that word of condemnation, but Christ now has become your righteousness, and therefore you are freed, whether you like it or not, to be simply you, warts and all. So if you're going to improve, well, you can't improve where God is concerned because he's come down to you. That's the whole point of this book. He has met you in Christ. You are completely his. You belong to him. He's got you in his grip. If you're going to improve, we improve in our being human, in our service, our love of neighbor, and our respect for ourselves. Yep. Yeah.